We were just talking about the Kentucky Derby, and tomorrow, Detroit City Distillery hosting a special Kentucky Derby party from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. in celebration of an unprecedented platinum medal representing three consecutive double gold medal wins for its homegrown rye at this year's San Francisco World Spirits Competition. And in addition, also their Butcher's Cut Bourbon won gold again at this year's competition. We welcome into the studio making those tasty mint juleps.
Do a stir.
Oh, yeah. You can hear the stir in the back. There you go. You can hear the stir back there. Jamie and Dante, cocktail experts at Detroit City Distillery, in studio with us this morning. Good morning, guys. Thanks for coming.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having us.
So, I mean, you guys have done so many great things. Talk about, first of all, these mint juleps, because they have just, the mint has just filled the room.
So, as we all know, obviously, tomorrow is the Kentucky Derby, and this is the official cocktail of the Kentucky Derby. But what we're doing today is a little bit different. Traditionally, it's made with bourbon. Okay. But, you know, like you just mentioned, we are here today to also talk about our rye whiskey. So we are actually making it with our homegrown rye, our platinum award-winning homegrown rye.
Definitely. Definitely.
So tell me what sets rye apart from bourbon. And by the way, this is homegrown, right?
Yes.
Right here.
So what does it mean? Where do you grow your rye?
Our rye is actually grown in Dexter. Right next door to Dexter Mill. And that's where all of our grains are milled for us. The difference between bourbon and rye is really just going to be your mash bill. Bourbon is going to be majority grain corn. Rye is going to be majority grain rye. But in order to be rye, you only have to be 51%, and we are 97% rye. That is how faithful we are in our Michigan homegrown rye. If it ain't broke, we are not here to fix it.
Oh, you are pro rye.
Yes. We are definitely pro rye. You know, I talk a lot at my tastings. I get people that come up and they try the bourbon and they love the bourbon, but then they try the rye and they're like, wow, I've never had a good rye. And if I had a quarter for every time someone told me they had never had a good rye till they had ours, I would not be sitting here. I'd be sitting on a beach somewhere drinking mint juleps.
Yeah, pretty much.
I want to ask about the construction here of this mint julep.
Well, I'm going to do one live. I made pre-ones so you guys can start enjoying them right away.
Okay.
Guy, how is that over there? You're like indulging over there. I can see you.
I haven't. I thought. Yeah.
Guy's been quiet. He's been quiet while we're talking.
So very refreshing.
It's very refreshing. So what you want to do is you want to, it is early in the morning, so we want to wake up the mint. So unlike we can do to anybody else in the morning, we got to smack the mint, okay? Smack that mint, and what that does...
Leave it alone.
It releases the oil. So if you take that mint, I want you to do it with me, Jamie.
Here we go.
All right, put the mint in your hand, and then smack it in your palm two or three times, and you'll notice the oil start releasing. Now smell it. You smell it?
Oh, no, for sure, yeah.
Is this technically infusing right now?
Well, actually, you're releasing the oil, so when you start to muddle them in the bottle of the glass, which is the first process... You already got that action going. And
here's one pre-smacked.
From Jamie. Thank you, Jamie.
You're welcome.
All right, Jamie, pre-smacked.
Right. So pre-smacked that mint.
Once we are abusing mint here on Jamie's pre-smacked mint.
There you go. We may have a marketing idea there.
TM.
Guys, I'm available if you need anything.
So what you want to do now, you want to do a half ounce of simple syrup. We at our tasting room in Eastern Market, we actually create all our syrups from scratch. So please get on down in the event. You will not be disappointed. So
So we actually use it's a Demerara. I'm probably just completely destroying that. But it's a dark brown sugar simple syrup. So that is something that we make in-house.
Do you guys sell that? Is it branded and labeled?
Nope. No, we just use it for all of our cocktails.
So it's a secret.
So it's a secret, exactly. Okay. Yeah, so I can't tell you.
Right. So next, once we put it in there, I muddled the mint leaves with the simple syrup. Now, depending on how your morning can start, you can have an ounce pour. You can have an ounce and a half, but we're going to do 2 ounces.
Whoa.
Yes.
No. It is 8:54.
It is 8:54. It's almost 9.
And we have Friday.
And it's Friday, and we have our vegetable, and we have our little green in there, so it justifies.
And it's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Somewhere.
Always. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So with that said, you have everything in there. Then what you're going to want to do, you want to use crushed ice, because I'm away from my microphone, but I'm sure you can still hear me. Fill up your glass halfway with crushed ice. You get your stir, your spoon, and just start mixing it in a circle. And if you want to, too, you can put the spoon in the center and kind of...
Oh, you would never use a blender, right?
Oh, man.
No, definitely not.
No, you want to stir on the julep. You just want to activate all that greatness in there. You want, and you'll know you're about done with that when you get the side of the glass gets really chilled, your tin or your metal glass, right? So that is done. Thank you very much. And then you are going to fill the glass.
More ice.
More ice.
More ice.
It's kind of like a snow. It's kind of like an adult
snow cone.
It's a mint whiskey snow cone.
Oh, okay.
And you want to top it off like this. You want to crush it down. And when you do that, you get your garnishment, which I don't have any left. I'll take Jamie's. Perfect.
You see what he did there? The garnishment.
So what you want to do is, you know, kind of take the mint or take a mint leaf and you just take the outside of the rim of the glass. So if someone likes to take a sip.
This is intricate, boys.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, and we do these all to order at the tasting room.
Yeah.
So you will not get a batched mint julep tomorrow. You will get a fresh made to order all day long at the tasting room.
But worth the wait.
Worth the
wait. Yes, 100%.
It'll sound like a Three Stooges convention with all the smacking of the mint, right?
Pretty much around the whole bar. And then when you place your garnishment in there, you want to put it right next to the straw. Because as you're sipping on that, you're going to take that mint through your nose, and then your taste buds are going to grab it through the straw. Wow. And there, ladies and gentlemen, is your mint julep.
Yeah, oh, my goodness. Now, that's the way to make a mint julep. Yeah. Have you got a TikTok video on that or YouTube?
Anything? You know what? I made this, I may do one in the kitchen tomorrow morning.
I think we should make one right now.
Like yeah, I obviously, we have our social media for Detroit City Distillery, but... all of a sudden, with me doing what I do for the distillery, my personal Instagram has turned into, because I'm Irish and Italian descent, I came up with the name Whiskey McDago. So that is
and
my,
it works.
Is my
and
it works.
It works.
We
it
got
worked.
We got less than a minute. I got to ask you about the party tomorrow.
Yes.
Tell us about the party.
Yep. So party starts at 2:00. We are going to have the derby. So we open at 10, but the party starts at 2. Derby's not till 6:45. We do have a competition going for best hat. So you'll win a gift card if you come with the best hat. And we are right next door to Henry the Hatter. So if you don't have one, stop in before you go over there. I know they've got some amazing options. I think we're actually getting some for our crew as well. So shout out to them. And yeah, we're going to have it televised or streamed. Usually we do like a projector style on the wall because we don't have TVs.
All right.
Excellent. It tastes really good.
And can I just say really quickly, as good as your bourbon is, award winning, for people that maybe aren't bourbon drinkers, your gin is life changing.
Yes.
It is so good. If you don't like the junipery stuff that gin gives you, Detroit Distillery gin is the
Shout out to the Railroad Gin. Call it the Gateway Gin. Definitely got to try it. And pour it over ice, a couple hits of a lime, and you're good to go. So, yeah, come over and visit us at the Whiskey Factory.
You guys are amazing.
1000 Maple Street. We do tours. I can give you tastings of those gins, the whiskeys, the bourbons, everything.
Thank you.
All right. Jamie and Dante, cocktail experts at the Detroit City Distillery. Don't miss the party tomorrow, and don't miss us. We'll be back on Monday. All Talk is next.